You're listening to That's What They Say here on Michigan Public.
As 2024 comes to a close, the kicker for the Kansas City Chiefs football team gave us a reason to use the verb doink.
That's what they say. I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Anne Curzan. Hi, Anne.
Hi, Rebecca.
The second I saw this word in print, I heard it.
And what did it sound like, Rebecca?
It sounds like doink, right?
You do that so well. Now, the game in question here happened on December 8th, and the ESPN headline read, "Chiefs move to 12-1 after game-winning field goal doinks off crossbar." Now, I'm sure they heard about the fact that it actually didn't doink off the crossbar, but off the left upright. And the NFL YouTube video had the heading, "Chiefs doink in game-winning field goal to clinch ninth straight AFC West crown." This was the kicker, Matthew Wright, whose field goal right at the end of the game hit the left upright and went through, and the Chiefs won 19-17. And of course, what Anne was most interested in was the verb doink.
I wasn't even aware that it was a verb. Honestly, I just thought it was a sound effect, like something from like a comic book.
Yeah, so it's both a noun and a verb. And you cannot find it in most standard dictionaries. So try Merriam-Webster, American Heritage. I looked in the Oxford English Dictionary. You will not find it. Dictionary.com has an entry. And for the noun, they describe it as a sound or motion that is when something bounces off a resilient surface or springs upright. And again, we can hear the sound. It also can specifically refer to the action of a football bouncing off the goalpost. And the verb is to make or cause this sound. So one can also imagine a quarterback, for example, throwing the football and it doinks off the receiver's helmet. Now, Rebecca, before we go any further, we should note that the verb does have some sexual meanings, and the noun has another meaning that goes back into the late 1960s, which is to refer to a fool or a jerk. Now, I could find doink the sound back into at least the early 1980s in kids' books where it is trying to capture that sound. But then, Rebecca, you can tell I just got into this and I discovered the double doink.
The double doink? Wow, I am intrigued.
So there was a famous double doink January 6th, 2019. It's the NFC wildcard game, so ending the 2018 season. And Chris Collinsworth on NBC described what happened. And it was a field goal attempt at the end of the game by Chicago Bears kicker Cody Parkey. And Parkey kicks the ball. It is partially blocked or tipped by one of the Philadelphia Eagles defensive linemen. It hits the left upright. It then bounces off the crossbar and falls backwards. And Collinsworth says, the Bears season's going to end on a double doink.
The number of physics type things that had to line up in order for that to happen, that's impressive.
It is. And I will note, because I'm sure we have a few football fans who are saying, but it wasn't a double doink. It was later ruled a block by the defensive lineman. But then I discovered that while Collinsworth often gets credit for double doink, there are earlier instances of double doink, including one by Chris Berman in a game with the Detroit Lions. So this is 2000, and here we're describing a missed field goal by kicker Jason Hansen. And Berman says, to describe what happened, doink, doink, a double doink. And that field goal was not good. It was against the Colts. The Lions lost.
Well, Anne, thank you so much for helping us understand this very official-sounding term.
Always a pleasure, Rebecca.
Anne Curzan is an English professor at the University of Michigan and author of Says Who, a kinder, funner usage guide for everyone who cares about words. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe to the show wherever you listen to your podcasts. And if you've got a language question, email us at language@michiganpublic.org.